Listening to that report is Nigel Bray from the independent rail campaign group Rail Future. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of the current situation on GWR services to the southwest?
I think it's partly a problem of success, the very large number of people being carried compared with, say, 20 years ago. In other words, the popularity of rail travel is now creating a demand that can't be met. The other problem, as your correspondents have quoted about the maintenance, may be partly due to the recent very high temperatures, but also to the age of some of the trains. The high-speed trains that run between London and Penzance are now 42 years old, and they've given very good service, but they are going to be replaced by the intercity express trains, which would have superior air conditioning.
Is there any excuse, though, really, for running overcrowded trains during peak holiday periods? Because you know they're going to be busier during the holiday times. Do you think that's not much of an excuse from the rail companies?
Difficult to use the word excuse, because, I mean, if people really want to travel, they will get on the trains that are available. It's unfortunate when trains are cancelled for whatever reason. I think the answer is more rolling stock, but the increase in rolling stock hasn't kept pace with the growth in demand. Now, Cornwall has 36 stations, and in the year 2009-2010, there were 4 million recorded journeys to or from those stations. In 2016-17, that number had gone up to 6.3 million. And the greatest growth actually has been on the St Ives, Falmouth and Loo branches. The Falmouth branch had a loop installed at Penryn a few years ago, which resulted in a doubling in the service to half hourly. So that has caused a lot of the growth.
Yeah.
When the resignalling of the main line in Cornwall is completed, hopefully later this year, there would be a 30-minute frequency between Plymouth and Penzance, which should greatly improve matters.
And we've heard a lot of arguments from people about re-nationalising the railways and will fix problems like this. Do you think it would?
Not necessarily. I think the railways were originally nationalised for ideological reasons. They were privatised for ideological reasons. They'd have to be very sound practical reasons for changing the ownership of the railways.
Nigel Bray, thank you for your time. Nigel is the independent from the independent rail campaign group Rail Future.